rest of the story. Philadelphia Jack O'Brien called him vicious, fast, almost impossible to beat. Gentleman Jim Corbett called him a marvel, a genius of scientific fighting. He was Norman Selby, one-time welterweight and middleweight boxing champion of the world. Selby was an artist with his fists, 200 fights, beaten in only six of them. Personally colorful, complex, and yet for all that's been written about Norman Selby, you remember him for just one thing. He made it into the dictionary. In the history of boxing, Norman Selby was one of a kind. Born 122 years ago, Selby was an Indiana farm boy. At 16, he left home, went to live in Louisville, worked during the day, worked out at the YMCA in the evenings. His first months in Louisville, Selby took a special interest in boxing. The youngster made his debut as a professional fighter at 17. He won in the fourth round, received as his prize $5. Through the next 6 years, Selby developed a phenomenal reputation. March 2 of 1896, he took the welterweight title from Tommy Ryan, considered by many to have been the most skilled boxer of his time. It was said that Norman Selby could run sideways and backward as fast as the average man could run forward. He also developed a unique pugilistic style for observing a pet kitten as it batted a cloth ball. The jab came at an angle rather than straight on. To this, Selby added a sharp twist to the wrist, and the corkscrew punch was born. Sports writers frequently described him as pound for pound the finest fighter in the world. And as the pounds added on, in time Selby outweighed his welterweight class, outgrew a brief claim to the middleweight crown. In 1916, Norman Selby, then 42, retired from professional boxing, but the legend would not die there. By 1924, Selby had gone through 10 marriages, three of them to the same woman. Now he was sharing a Los Angeles apartment with a paramour, and one night neighbors heard a single gunshot. The lady was found dead on the bedroom floor. Selby was arrested and tried, defended by Hollywood attorney Jerry Giesler. After one of the most sensational trials of the decade, the jury deliberated for 78 hours, convicted Selby of manslaughter, and the illustrious one-time boxing champion was sentenced to 48 years in San Quentin. Paroled in 1932, Norman Selby was illustrious no longer. Took a job as a gardener, and on an April night 8 years later, his life ended in suicide. So much has been written about Norman Selby, the pugilist and the person. In either respect, he was indeed an original, and yet for all of the triumph and tragedy, his memory is obscured today because of one thing. Because his name has become a part of our American language. Because his name is now synonymous for one of a kind. You hear his name, you think of one of a kind. Not his real name, Norman Selby, but the adopted name under which he fought. You see, at the height of his career, other boxers wore or tried to adopt the same name. And yet to boxing fans then and ever since, there was only one Kid McCoy. Any others were interlopers. And so Norman Selby carried an alias into the dictionary as a synonym for genuine. He, they said, he was the real McCoy. Now you know the rest of the story.